One of Europe's most wanted men, Radovan Karadzic, appears today before the Yugoslavia War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague. He'll be asked to enter a plea to charges of genocide and crimes against humanity for his role in the Bosnian Wars of the 1990s. The man who filed those charges against Karadzic back in 1995 was Richard Goldstone. He was the prosecutor at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia, and he joins me now from South Africa to talk about prospects for this trial. Good morning.
Good morning.
Justice Goldstone, when Yugoslavia fell apart, it was Radovan Karadzic who presided over the creation of a Serbian mini-state in Bosnia. What are the crimes that he is accused of?
Well, he's charged with a whole host of war crimes, but they relate, I think, most importantly to the siege of Sarajevo, the killing and injuring of many thousands of Bosnian civilians. He's charged with the terrible massacre in July of 1995 at Srebrenica, where some 8,000 Muslim men and boys, civilians, were slaughtered. And he's charged, too, with the hostage-taking of United Nations personnel.
Karadzic was a political leader, not a military leader.
Correct.
Do you have to find directives, you know, exact details to subordinates that he carried out these crimes?
You know, not really, because under his own constitution, he was commander-in-chief of his armed forces. He often boasted that nothing happens in his army without his knowledge. And I don't believe it would be very difficult for the prosecution to establish a direct link between Karadzic personally and the war crimes that were committed by his army.
The War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague wasn't able to bring the most high-profile case to a conclusion, and that's the case against the former Yugoslav president, Slobodan Milosevic. That testimony dragged on, and Milosevic finally died while he was still on trial.
Right.
Are there lessons from that trial that will apply to this one?
Absolutely, and I think the statement which the present chief prosecutor, Serge Bramets, made yesterday indicates that. Certainly the charges against Milosevic were too numerous. The judges, too, in my view, showed far too much leniency to Milosevic, allowed him to use the courtroom as a political platform.
Judge Goldstone, many Serbs charge that the Hague Tribunal is stacked against Serbs, and they note that the court has indicted and, in fact, convicted many more Serbs than Croats or Bosnian Muslims. How do you answer them?
Well, it's answered simply by saying that, in my view, most of the crimes committed between 1991 and 1993 were, in fact, committed by Serbs. It was part of their ethnic cleansing. It was part of their trying to build a greater Serbia. So I don't believe that there's any valid cause for complaint. I've always said being even-handed is treating as equally as possible similar crimes and not saying, well, one for you, one for you, and one for you.
Part of the purpose of the tribunal is to have a population deal with atrocities in the war, come to terms with them. It hasn't happened in Serbia. At the Milosevic trial, certainly that was not the result.
Well, I'm not sure that I fully agree. I think that the work of the War Crimes Tribunal has really been to bring a complete stop to false and fabricated denials. Way back in 1995, the Bosnian Serb government absolutely denied that the massacre at Srebrenica happened. They said this was a Western attempt to discredit the Bosnian Serbs. One doesn't hear that now. I think the work of exhuming mass graves, the evidence that was produced by the United States, I think all of the evidence of hundreds of witnesses has really put a stop to denials. And I think putting a stop to denials is, of course, a very important factor in any hope for future peace.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Richard Goldstone served as chief prosecutor for the UN War Crimes Tribunal for Yugoslavia and Rwanda from 1994 to 1996.